Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the second week in Lent. Today's theme, progressing from tragedy into triumph. How awful we feel when our plans get sidetracked, especially the important ones. How tragic when we lose a loved one, or a job, or our health, or a marriage. Discouragement sets in, as well as despair, with hopelessness, anger, and mourning. That's how Joseph probably felt in today's first reading from Genesis chapter 37, verses 3 through 4, 12 through 13, and 17b to 28a, because he lost his doting father, his family, his inheritance, his home, everything that was familiar to him, and all his plans, hopes, and dreams for the future. He nearly even lost his life. Sold into slavery, he lost his freedom. He had every reason to despair and grieve. Jesus gives us another example of ruined plans in the parable of today's gospel passage, from Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 through 43 and 45 through 46. The property owner's hopes for a good crop were sabotaged by the tenants who were supposed to take care of his vineyard, and they murdered his son. It's normal to feel resentful and to hold on to huge grudges when our lives get sidetracked by the sins of others, as in these two stories. Our lives would be so much better if only the jerks we know would stop causing so much trouble. We try to cooperate with God's will, do what He's called us to do, and live out what He's designed for us. But then someone's sinfulness gets in the way. The good news is that nothing is ever really destroyed. No dream, no plans, no relationships permanently sidetracked, if we're following Jesus and living in His plans for our lives. God is bigger and more powerful than any disaster and sinful interference, more loving than any loss. Out of deep concern for us, He starts planning how to make triumph come from our tragedies long before the disasters begin. It was many years before Joseph became the Pharaoh's right-hand man and saved all of Egypt and his own family from starvation and the drought. It only took the vineyard owner's son a short while to rise from the dead and become the cornerstone of a victorious church. How long did it take before he became the cornerstone of your life? What happened to you before you gave him your heart? What disastrous directions did you go in before you converted? How did the mess you got into convince you that you needed God? Your own life is already an example of how God turns tragedies into triumph. Whenever we ask for His help, He takes the bad consequences of sin and reshapes them into a glorious plan that will benefit many. Isn't it amazing? He is so awesome. It might take longer than we'd like it to take, but His plans for victory are always very amazing. Make Jesus the cornerstone of whatever is going wrong in your life. Let Him take it over with His own ideas and dreams for you, which are far better than anything you could dream up. And then give Him time to work.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.